My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. The authority of reality. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. James 4:8. It is essential to give people a chance of acting on the truth of God. The responsibility must be left with the individual. You cannot act for him. It must be his own deliberate act. But the evangelical message always to lead a man to act. The paralysis of refusing to act leaves a man exactly where he was before. When once he acts, he is never the same. It is the foolishness of it that stands in the way of hundreds who have been convicted by the Spirit of God. Immediately, I precipitate myself over into an act. That second, I live. All the rest is existence. The moments when I truly live are the moments when I act with my whole will. Never allow a truth of God that is brought home to your soul to pass without acting on it, not necessarily physically, but in will. Record it with ink or with blood. The feeblest saint who transacts business with Jesus Christ is emancipated the second he acts. All the almighty power of God is on his behalf. We come up to the truth of God. We confess we are wrong. But we go back again. Then we come up to it again and go back until we learn that we have no business to go back. We have to go clean over on some word of our redeeming Lord and transact business with him. The word come means transact. Come unto me. The last thing we do is to come. But everyone who does come knows that the second the supernatural rush of the life of God invades him instantly, the dominating power of the world, the flesh, and the devil, is paralyzed, not by your act, but because your act has linked you on to God and his redemptive power. The moments when I truly live are the moments when I act with my whole will. Thus ends the reading of Oswald Chambers. The phrase, more grace, in James 8. While God opposes the proud, he increases grace to the humble. James gives 5 steps here for obtaining more grace. The first, submit yourselves to God. The second, resist the devil in whatever form he appears. The third is draw nigh to God in worship, praise, thanksgiving, prayer and fasting, and in fellowship with the Holy Spirit and the Word. The fourth, cleanse your hands by confessing sin and getting your outward life right before God. And the fifth, purify your hearts by letting God cleanse your inner life and thoughts. Prostrating ourselves before God in these 5 ways, as the pattern of our lives, will enable us to experience the greater grace resulting in a life of full victory over the sinful nature, Satan, and the world, and faithfulness to God.